better put him in the Heisman.
Got that wood right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team is on the way back. A College World Series title. The Bomb Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
By the way, you know what that song was from, right?
Naked Gun.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I figured you were
I was thinking as we were coming back, if I had a good Frank Drummond
impersonation,
I don't. So I
was kind of hoping you would have
tried
it.
I would like to have done the read in a Frank Drummond voice, but I can't.
That would have been funny if you actually like tried
Leslie
to do
Nielsen,
that.
Right? Yes, I don't have a Leslie Nielsen impression.
Yes. No, that would have been great if you would have tried that. By the way,
to the umpire part, I guess.
I could do the O.J. Simpson impersonation. You know, he was in that movie, too. So, by the way, I know that we'll get to some of the phone calls here in a second. Did you see this story yesterday of this? I don't even know if he's a recruit or whatnot, but he's a kid named Terry Lambert.
I did not see this, but I heard Ruskin and Zach talking about this.
When I saw this yesterday,
I thought it was hilarious.
When I saw this yesterday, I was like, I can't wait to bring this up on the show.
Go back to square one.
So
I think there's probably a lot of people like me don't know a whole lot about what the heck's going on with this deal.
So Terry Lambert is his name, and he is a player, obviously, in high school that's trying to get to college and try to play for a big school. And he had planned on apparently enrolling at the University of Arkansas. He's not yet, but he planned on enrolling there. He's from Magnolia, a former Magnolia High School athlete. Okay. Well, anyways, he puts that on Twitter. Just a caption says, it's not over until God says it's over. And in this caption, he has a picture. Of course, that's how the recruits do it these days. They type out a note on their phone and screenshot it and put it up. Mm-hmm. But he says, due to the coaching changes at the University of Arkansas and a change in direction, I would like to announce that I have officially entered the transfer portal. After a lot of prayer, thinking, and talking with friends and family, I feel that it is best that at this time that I explore my options. Can you enter into the transfer portal when you're not enrolled?
He's not on the team.
He's not even enrolled.
Not enrolled in school.
So how does one enter into the transfer portal when you're not in school? Oh. Not even on the team.
After much prayer and consideration, I think I'm no longer going to be on Drive Time Sports every afternoon.
Yeah, like.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not on Drive Time Sports.
I'm not on Drive Time Sports.
I'm not on there with Randy.
So therefore, can you really enter the transfer portal of radio stations? And what cracked me up is like Mike Woods, the wide receiver, like quote tweets this and goes, huh?
Yeah.
Like no one ever heard of this guy.
Yeah. I was listening to Derek and Zach talk about this yesterday and reading some of, I mean, and we could do this. I mean, we go through some of the comments on this post.
Oh, the replies. Yeah.
And the funniest ones are. When the people that are sympathetic, hey, better days are ahead for you. All you know, always a hog. You know, some of the comments from people who have no clue he was not on the team.
No, yeah, because like the real Uncle T. Roy, he responded with, "Always do what's best for you and not others. God be with you in the journey."
Yeah,
like that would be like Matty T or me, like posting it. It's like I with the Arkansas coaching changes, I've decided to enter my name into the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. I'm not on the team. I'm not in school.
Right.
So when I saw this yesterday, I just died laughing. I kept trying to check. I was like, is this a prank? Is this a joke? It's like, am I being trolled right now? Mm-hmm. But apparently, according to his bio, he lifts 680 pounds on his squat. He's a 4.45 laser time 40 at the Rivals Combine. And he says he's at the University of Arkansas, and he is currently in the transfer portal. So, Godspeed.
Yeah, good luck to him.
Good luck in your in whatever journey that God takes you on. Always a hog. Hashtag always a hog. My goodness, that I don't know what that was. That was weird yesterday. But anyway.
Remember, this has been 5 years ago or so. You remember Sean Penix?
Yeah.
He played at Southside High School in Fort Smith and was...
He declared for the NFL?
He declared for the NFL, but he had never seen the field.
Yeah.
But he was going to leave early. He declared early. He was going to leave after his junior year. And everybody was like... Now, he was on the team. He was actually
on the team.
I had a locker and everything. But he was one of these scout team guys that never got to play and never heard of him. And I remember when he announced, it made a big deal, because everything now becomes a big deal because it's on social media, that, you know, he was going to forego his final season of eligibility and enter into the NFL draft.
Mm. Did he get drafted?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
A little light on tape.
Hmm. Yeah, I do remember that. And I remember thinking the same thing that I'm kind of thinking now about this kid, with like, okay, I don't want to make fun of you because you're a kid. And at the same time, I kind of want to make fun of you because that is such a weird thing to do.
This is like the story, and you see this every now and then on National Signing Day, where a kid will send in his letter of intent to a school that wasn't recruiting him. You know, an announcement at their school that they were
with the hats,
you know, that they're making their decision, you know, after much prayer and consideration, I'm going to go to Florida State or wherever. Turns out Florida State's never heard of you.
Yeah. But you know what?
But everyone in the school thinks you are.
That's right. You got your picture. You got your video put up. Everyone's talking about you.
That was a good recruiting story about, that's been 3 or 4 years ago too, where some kid had a whole National Signing Day ceremony to make a declaration he was going to, I forget what school it was, and they had never...
I think it was Oregon, if I remember correctly.
I think you're right. Yes. I think it was Oregon. They didn't know who he was.
Like, we don't even heard of this kid. And the only reason they found out is because people on social media were, like, tagging Oregon and saying that he's officially a Duck. And then the coaching staff was like, who? Who's this guy?
You thought this kid's high school coaches would have known. Hey,
somebody would have known.
The school counselor. Somebody would have known.
Yeah. But or anyway. If the parents or anything like that. I don't know. But it also added
a whole hoax. What a scam. What a great. I mean, you didn't hurt anybody. You just kind of.
No, it's just still like. Funny. Yeah. It's like you get your picture up on there and get your video and get your viralness
going. This is kind of in that same file. We could file these in the same file.
I feel the same way back when. I think you remember this, Tommy, too. It was probably about 10, 15 years ago when Houston Nutt came out and said, I have no interest in the Dallas Cowboys job. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. I don't think that had any interest in you whatsoever, but for some reason you felt like it was like, you know, and coaches have done that too. They'll just come out and say, well, I have no interest in this job. I don't think you ever had an interest in that job or they had an interest in you. I think Pat Summitt had to do that about the Razorback men's basketball job. Do you remember that? When she was at Tennessee, rest in peace, she was at Tennessee, there was jokes going around after, I think it was after they fired Pelfrey. Or maybe it was before Pelfrey. I don't remember, but they were talking about the fact that, hey, just go get Pat Summitt. It got so big that she was asked about it in a press conference if she would take the men's job. She's like, no, I have no interest. I'm happy here in Tennessee. And I was like, it's amazing what the power of social media can do for you. But that was great stories with these scams and everything. Power to the kid, though. He got us to talk about him here on the radio. So maybe mission was accomplished.
I'm going to withdraw my interest in pumpkin pie for next week. So
yeah.
Right now, officially.
Officially. Well, it's not.
I put it in your notes.
Put it in your notes on your iPhone.
After much prayer,
screenshot it.
Consideration and talks with my family. We are deciding not to have pumpkin pie.
And then you have to say no interviews, please, at the end of it too.
Respect my decision.
Respect my decision. No interviews,
Apple
please.
And peach pie only.
That'd be the greatest way to do it, because apparently that's the way it's done in recruiting. Let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Blake is in Hot Springs. What's going on, Blake?
Nothing much. Gentlemen chasing dotted lines in the porn ring. But anyway, I just wanted to call. Obviously, the Arkansas football situation is an ongoing thing. And I want to make two comments. One was it seems like Arkansas would be best off probably going for, you know, not a brand name as far as the coaching staff. I kind of think going to the FCS would be great. Going to a successful not only head coach but probably staff that has cohesion, character, and, you know, kind of like proven success. But the other thing, this time of year, Thanksgiving, obviously football is always a big thing, but one thing that I hope takes off in this state is wrestling, and I think it would be a great base for big man talent, line of scrimmage, leverage and that kind of thing, and also character and everything else that goes along with the sport, as well as hard work. I think it would be great for the state. I think it would be great for your football program, and I hope it takes off, and I hope you guys talk about it. Yeah. University of Arkansas Little Rock has a program going this year. Thank you for your time.
Hang on.
Keep it up, fellas. Yeah.
Blake. So, Blake, you follow wrestling, I assume, because I know there's high school wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's sanctioned, but I don't know anything about, you know, how many schools compete and all that, because I agree with you. I think one of the things that's helped a state like Oklahoma is you've got guys you know, particularly linemen and people like that working on that skill and that strength. So, I mean, where is Arkansas now? I mean, I know high school wrestling is a fairly new sport, and I agree with you that the more it expands, and if Arkansas got to that level, the SEC made it more of a prominent sport. I do agree that there's other benefits from it. So,
yeah.
So where's Arkansas in relation, you know, because I don't know where Arkansas' state of high school wrestling. Couldn't tell you the first thing about it. I just know they have it.
If they were in school, let's just say they'd be in second grade. Okay. It's kind of in its infancy still, you know. Right. I think only the larger schools. I know Searcy has a program at one of their schools.
Catholic
up there.
High does.
I know a lot of the 7A schools do. Yeah,
it's just a good sport. It's the toughest sport I ever played, and I played four sports in high school. And you know, it requires a lot of character and determination. And you know, those words kind of get thrown around a lot of different sports, but it's a long season. It requires a lot of discipline. You know, you got to have a lot of perspective about not only your sport but your life. And it would be great. It done wonders at the University of Iowa, and they put a lot of guys in the NFL. You know, from the offensive and defensive line. And, you know, they're guys that are overlooked by a lot of big schools, you know, your Alabamas, your Georgias, your USCs, you know, the guys that always recruit to five stars. And, you know, you got 2- and 3-star guys coming out of Iowa and ending up, you know, first round draft picks. You know, that kind of establishes a name and, you know, puts you on the map as far as, you know, the sport of football goes when, who's this guy coming out of the University of Arkansas? He was a no name nothing, and nobody recruited him, and now he's a you know, top 10 pick and making, you know, $30 million or whatever. You know, it's just it seems like the University of Arkansas needs an identity, and they need a base, and they need some character brought into their program. And I think, like I said, going to the FCS, you know. Having a staff, not only just a head coach, but a staff that has something to work with, work for, and, you know, to improve on a big-name school and, you know, to fly their flag and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, the state of Arkansas, I hope wrestling takes off. I think it would be a great thing for this state, for young men everywhere, and not only just the athletics.
Hey, Blake, thanks for the call. Make some good points there. I mean, I know wrestling's in a lot of the states that surround Arkansas, and particularly when you go north in the upper Midwest, but I know Oklahoma, I think the Wrestling Hall of Fame is in Stillwater. In fact, I don't think I know what it is. I'm driven by it.
But, I say,
you know, I do think that's a high school sport. I think he brings up some good points. I don't know that – I do think it would be another way to train athletes and give Arkansas more guys that are better prepared. I don't know how exactly what I'm trying to phrase here, but I do see some of the points Blake's making here, and high school wrestling in the state is in its infancy. And I do think that there could be some side benefits to that. That's not going to be the one thing that turns around Arkansas's football program.
But no.
I could see 10 years down the road how you could draw some correlations here.
Well, and I think that we've discussed it many times before that having multi-sports in high school when you're an athlete helps you more so than anything. Cause so many people want to like focus on one sport and they think that that's the best way to utilize your athleticism.
Right.
Just focus on that one sport and build upon that. But you know, whether it's basketball, cause I think that's probably one of the more common ones, playing football and basketball, both, you know, or baseball, same way, you know, Tyler Wilson, who's come on the show many times, talks about how much it helped him playing two different sports.
Mm-hmm.
So many times we get wrapped up. It's like you just want kids to focus on, hey, just let them play. And, you know, wrestling. And if wrestling ended up being a sport that ended up being popular, then go for it and, you know, see how it can really help you out. But I just don't see that translating anytime soon, unfortunately. Because
so would you say, bring it on, brother?
No. Well, see, is it wrestling or wrestling?
There's different.
Is this in the squared circle, like off the top ropes, or is this?
No, unfortunately not. Now, that would be good.
Greco-Roman style.
Yeah, that this would be the legitimate, like, you know, you wear the helmets and the tight or the units.
It's required uniform.
It's the required uniform.
It's a onesie, right?
It's a onesie, yeah, from that. So I assume that's what we're talking about. Although it would be really great to see.
I just know some of these high schools I go to, the bigger ones around the state, you see, particularly in Northwest Arkansas, where they built new schools at Bentonville and in Springdale and Fayetteville. Fayetteville just built a new high school. They have a wrestling facility now. So, I mean, I think it's growing. I think it's coming. Just Lisa, don't know how it helps Arkansas.
Lisa just messaged in. She says, we wrestle in Arkansas during the holidays and family reunions.
There you go.
So I guess Arkansas would probably be really good at the wrestling thing if that's the case. So
we wrestle in the yard till the sheriff shows up in our place. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
I play cards with the chief of police.
But yeah, like, exactly. Like, that would be the type of thing Arkansas would probably be good at. And it would just mainly be because, you know, you play football in the yard, you play basketball, you know, out on the blacktop, you go in wrestling in family events and whatnot. And that would be.
Here, hold my beer.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be great at wrestling if that was the case, too. So, but either way, well, I mean, it was an interesting call. I didn't really expect that to happen, but talk about wrestling.
I followed you, Blake, on everything other than getting an FCS coach. Is that what? Because that was what
I didn't know really what he was trying to say. I can't go with you on that. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. If they're going to get wrestling, it's going to take quite some time. And plus, there's other, not to say that wrestling is not important, but there's a lot of other sports in the state of Arkansas that need a lot more attention now that need help.
Right. I thought he was saying basically from the standpoint of how high school wrestling, or maybe that's the correlation I was trying to draw, could help develop football players too. But wrestling's not a sport that I don't think the Southeastern Conference sanctions that.
I don't think so.
It's kind of like hockey. You know, Arkansas is a club hockey team, you know, but that's not a sanctioned.
They're really
sport.
Good too. Yeah. Same. They have a lacrosse team too. That's not sanctioned. They have club sports like that, but just not.
Gets into that whole Title IX thing.
Yeah.
You know, can't be adding these sports without adding something else. You got to add it's a 2-for-1 deal.
And this is very selfish of me, but could you imagine if Arkansas actually got a wrestling team? Like, I wouldn't know what to talk about. Like, what would happen? What's a good play or a good pin?
Well, it's kind of like soccer. I mean, we just know if the ball goes in the net, that's either really good for your team or really bad.
But at least we know that.
What net it goes in.
But it's like, you know, I've seen the movie Karate Kid a million times. I still don't know the rules to that. Like, they even explained them. They're like, okay, well, kick to the head's here.
I'll show you later. You can wax my car. Wax on, wax off.
Yeah, well, as I said, the rules were explained that, and I still don't understand. So wrestling... If I had to start talking about that and breaking that down, my goodness, I wouldn't know what to say or what to think about.
I'm going
to
sweep the leg during the break.
Yeah. The only wrestling I know is on Channel 23 on Monday nights. That's the only wrestling I've ever seen. So I don't know. I don't know, but we'll see if
we're the Von Erich brothers when you need them.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
That's old school wrestling. Yep. That's Texas.
Von Erich brothers?
Oh, yeah. Kerry and Kevin, all the Von Erich brothers. We're going back to the 80s now.
Wow. Now, is that wrestling or wrestling?
That was wrestling.
Okay.
I was more of a Junkyard Dog fan.
Oh, yeah.
I still have that action figure.
Andre the Giant.
I know who Andre the Giant is. See, I didn't take you for a wrestling guy.
Well, I grew out of it about the age of 12, but yeah.
So was your favorite the Von Erich brothers?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
When he got hit over the head with a metal chair and didn't come back for... to the next season.
Mm-hmm. It was a scary time.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. So obviously a very traumatic experience for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. Hopefully you got over it.
Every Saturday night at 10:30. That's what we did.
I was more of a Stone Cold Steve Austin fan. Well, that's what I grew up with.
These were the predecessors. These were the real men that were the pioneers of the sport that laid the foundation for people like The Rock to come along later.
Yeah. They're the ones that made the difference there.
It was their sacrifice.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, their blood, sweat, and tears.
Sweat, and tears.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How did we talk about wrestling here on the Morning Rush? The day before the LSU game.
Wrestling and wrestling.
Wrestling, yes. Both of them. Both of them are incredible, that's for sure.
Hey, is your home in Arkansas at least 10 years old and served by OG&E? Right now, they're offering a free weatherization program to increase your comfort and lower your bills. A trained crew will perform an energy audit at no cost to you. And if your home qualifies, crews will install measures that could include attic insulation, LED light bulbs, weather stripping, advanced power strips, carbon monoxide detectors, and a whole lot more. And it's absolutely free for you and your family. Call 1-800-272-9741. That's 1-800-272-9741 for OG&E's free home weatherization program.
Yeah, I'm in trouble again. I'm getting people that are texting into our Cherokee Casino hotline from my Jeffrey and Dirk saying he lost all respect for me when I said that I did not know who the Von Erich brothers were.
The good news is
you didn't know
still
Kevin
didn't
or
respect,
Kerry.
You know,
yeah, at least the third one. I can't remember the third one's. You know, their dad, I believe, is Fritz.
Fritz, man.
I think I'm knowing way too much here.
Man,
there was a third brother. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he said, the Hog Mafia texted. He said, Von Erich's the royal family of wrestling. I haven't heard that name in years.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing is, like, I know, like, you know, Ric Flair, of course, from the good old days. Hulk Hogan.
Man,
yeah,
Randy
the
Savage.
Macho Man, Reggie Savage. Yeah, rest in peace.
That's where he got his start, all that. Yeah.
Rest
Ooh,
in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was, that, those were iconic.
Give me a Slim Jim.
Yeah, but Snapping through the spice.
Yeah, but I just don't remember. I just don't remember the Von Erich brothers. I'm sorry.
You didn't stay up until 10:30 on Saturday night and watch Texas Mid-South Wrestling.
Man. See, I couldn't even tell you who the wrestler is now.
From like, the Metroplex.
Like John Cena is about all I can tell you.
He's
about
not even a wrestler anymore.
What is he, an
he's
actor?
He's been for 10 years. Yeah, he's an accomplished actor.
The royal family of wrestling. I haven't heard that phrase in years.
Man, yeah, that's impressive. That's impressive.
I just remember there was a big, I don't even know what it was, before they had, I don't know what it was, some big event they had it at the old Texas Stadium, and one of the Von Erichs got hit over the head with a metal chair, and that was like, they thought he died, you know?
Mm. For trying times,
you know,
was it back? What was it called then? Back because you know it's gone through the WWE,
well,
WWF,
it used to be WWF, but yeah. That might may have been before then.
WCW,
I'm talking mid-80s when I was like 8 years old. You know,
yeah. Hey, and listen, some of these, it's amazing how in wrestling, I should say, and we just got a couple minutes here, so we can mail it in. It's amazing that. It's amazing that wrestling, you've actually produced some really good actors in the movie.
Yeah. Let's save some of this for Clay. I don't want to hog all this wrestling talk up and Clay get none of it.
Yeah, there's no telling what Clay's going to have to say about wrestling. And the text messages are just flying in.
You know,
my goodness, this is okay. Here you go. This Dr. Clarence Smith from Fort Smith.
Dr. Clarence Smith, thank you.
He says Manic
Clarence Smith, MD.
Manic Mark Loon. Lon, Bruiser Brody and the Spoiler, and David Von Erich. Yeah. So, yeah, the oldest was David. This comes from Milton and Combs. The third brother was named Mike. So
I just remember Kevin and Kerry.
It was WCW is what it used to be called. Yeah. Jimmy
World Lott, Class Wrestling.
Jimmy Lott Sports Arena on Towson Avenue used to have matches every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Did you grow up watching that?
No, but I did go see him at the Steer Palace between Van Buren and Alma one night.
My dad, Steer Palace.
We used to go when I was a kid. My dad would take me and somebody mentioned Barton Coliseum. I saw several matches as a kid at Barton
Coliseum.
Yeah, I remember
they used to have a lot of them there.
And I remember,
then.
You know, the local wrestlers, they would work out in gyms around town. And I remember him saying he saw $1 Million Man Ted DiBiase in the gym one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, there were six of them. Because I'm getting texts, too, over here.
Yeah,
Kerry, Lacey,
dynasty.
Kevin, Chris, Mike, and David Von Erich. All right. Thank you, Robert.
I'm cracking up at this because we are
I mean, I'm telling you, we can sit here and we can break down whether it should be KJ Jefferson or John Stephen Jones, and about 10 of you will text.
Yep.
We're talking
wrestling and yams.
They're coming in by the hundreds right now.
Yeah, like Joe in Fayetteville says, just imagine Bud Walton Arena packed to the brim and watching wrestling in the arena brass. But if Arkansas had a wrestling team, I would want to be square in the ropes. My goodness. The Freebirds were there at the Steer Palace, apparently, by the way.
Yeah.
So I don't know what any...
It was one night only.
I don't know what any of y'all are talking about, but I will trust your judgment
You're
on
listening
it.
To the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Everybody's staying home. Now he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're at number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs!
By the way, Clay, B.E. in Clarksville texted in to our Cherokee Casino hotline and asked, he says he's curious, who is Clay's wrestler that he loves to watch and hated to miss? His guess is Ted DiBiase?
No, DiBiase. It was Danny,
Danny Hodge.
$1 Million Man.
Okay.
Danny Hodge, he was the good guy. And, when I was in high school, I worked nights at the old Arkansas Gazette and the promotion guy with the Mid-South Wrestling would bring us tickets. And on our dinner break, we would go down to Robinson Auditorium. It was about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And I was excited if Danny Hodge was there. And he'd usually his deal to get everybody cranked up is he'd crush an apple, make apple juice. And then he'd take a pair of pliers and put it in the other hand. And he would just break the pliers. It's like hand strength, right? And then they would start. So, yep.
Okay.
So, Danny Hodge.
Danny Hodge. I'm telling you, it's amazing how I just feel like I've missed out.
So that's
on all
a little
these.
Before most people that are probably listening. Yeah. I'm 65, so that would be you know, 45 whatever years ago, almost 50. And but yeah, Danny Hodge, he was the guy. He was the good guy, and you know, he'd beat up on some bad guys, and you know, he usually would win. So I can remember they wanted the results in the paper. And my dad's a sports editor.
I can just imagine this.
Yeah, and so there was a conversation. The promoter is like, you know, my dad's like, we can't get them in. Y'all are finishing at 11:30 or midnight on a weeknight. There's nothing going on a Wednesday night. There are no sports. So we can't hold the paper for three lines of Mr. Wrestling 2 defeated Ted DiBiase. You know, we can't hold it for those three lines. That's all it would be. Wrestling results, and then it would have three sentences. And so this is like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He goes, oh, I can give you the results now.
Yeah, I knew where this was going. Yeah, there was no need to hold the paper. We already know.
We can give you the results. Yeah. So it's like, I guess there are never any upsets in wrestling.
At least not any ones that we know of.
Favorites are going to win.
You'd have to go off script.
Yes.
Form and chalk hold, yes. Right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well,
all these years I've been betting on wrestling, too, and I just find this out.
Yeah.
You just found this out. Yeah.
Started losing money on the whole thing.
Yeah, so we would get the wrestling results early from then on.
This is amazing what the show has turned into this morning. Well, we have talked so much wrestling, but
I think it's all the cough syrup we
let me go back to the. Let me go back to the Dr. Death thing. I didn't come up with Dr. Death, but we said in an interview, and he had like four or five options of what he wanted, and I was like, that's the best one. He goes, yeah, I'm going to be Dr. Death. And so then I wrote the first story about him being Dr. Death. So, you know, a lot of people think I gave him the name, but he kind of picked it. You know, that's how that went down.
Just the Forrest Gump of wrestling, you know.
just was there for all the best moments.
Yeah. All the big moments, plays right there.
But the doc,
pen in hand.
Man, yeah. Being able to cover Dr. Death. Man, what a great show. I'm having a great time here. Let's go to the Cherokee Casino hotline. Rod is on I-40. What's going on, Rod?
Good morning, guys. Wrestling, grown men, sweaty men. Grabbing each other, no alcohol involved.
Alcohol involved.
I could really get into the female wrestling variety, preferably mud or, you know, jello or other substances I won't mention.
That's not the clean fun we want to talk about.
No.
We're trying to keep this a family show, Rod. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna stick to football. I hope, but a coach that I've heard of, as Johnny Depp would say on Pirates of the Caribbean, I may not be the best pirate you've heard of, but you have heard of me. I really need to, we're going to pay $5 million a year. I don't want to say Chad Who again, right? I really, really don't. I want a real name in coaching for that kind of money. And if you'll take our players, the players we've got, and actually fit his system, molded around our players instead of trying to make our players fit into his system, he might have a little bit better result, I think, don't you?
I mean, you would certainly hope so. You'd certainly hope so.
I mean,
but
square pegs and round holes.
Right, right. And I'll tell you this, and appreciate the phone call, Rob. We got a lot of people calling in, man. But I'll say this, that you should never have whoever you're going to hire as the coach be based solely on who's going to come in immediately and do the best with the players that are currently on campus. Now, I'm not saying that can't happen, but, I mean, do you really want to be handcuffed to say, well, we want a coach that's similar to what Chad Morse recruited because that's what's kind of the players that you have, or whatever style that it ended up being, or what they were trying to accomplish, whatever it was.
Urban Meyer wants to come here, but the current roster doesn't want it.
Yeah, it doesn't fit him. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't think that's where we're at.
No, you want to be able to have a coach that's going to be able to build for the future and be able to turn things around and get something going as far as getting the wins in order. So, again, it'd be great to say that a coach can come in and do both, but I don't know if that needs to be the number one goal here. Let's continue to go through the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Joe's in Fayetteville. What's going on, Joe?
Hello. So what I wanted to know was, you know, I don't watch a lot of wrestling, but I wanted to know if we have any real famous people that came out of Arkansas to be a big-time wrestler.
Hmm.
And
My other question is, out of all the coaches of any sport at the U of A over the years, who would make the best wrestler?
Oh, right. Now give me, I'll hang up and listen. Only that question can be followed up with, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you had Billy Ray Smith. It was a boxer, and I'm talking about the first Billy Ray Sr., you know, from Augusta, not Billy Ray Jr., who came from Plano. He was a you know, Golden Glove boxer, but I don't know that he was a wrestler. The guy that, to me, that could have pulled it off was Tony Chirico.
Yes.
I mean, he had, you know, first of all, he was a great athlete, but he wasn't, you know, a big guy. You know, everybody says Dalton Wagner is going to be a pro wrestler. He's got the long hair. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, he's kind of got the Undertaker look. So they say that's what he's going to do in his next life. He's going to be a professional wrestler, the right tackle. You know, he's 6'8", 6'9". But as far as someone that came out of the state of Arkansas became a professional wrestler, not that I know of.
Yeah, because I'm trying to go through it.
I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of them. You know, it's like, I don't really know who's behind the mask. Well, Mr. Wrestling, too. I don't know who he is.
Well, Clay, I did a quick Google search, and the first one that popped up was Action Jackson. He's from Arkansas. His finishing moves were the Big Booyah, Ace Crusher, Big Splash, and the Dropkick. 6'6", 277 pounds, and he was from Texarkana. So,
and the hell is going on.
He debuted from 1986. I'm telling you, I think you're right, Tommy. I think the cough syrup is hitting us a little earlier this morning.
Drinking too much cough syrup.
This has gotten
well,
weird,
if we
man.
Haven't been drinking too much, we're going to drink some more.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, are y'all ready for my other wrestling story?
I can't wait.
I guess so.
Hang on. This wrestling story brought to you by Harry Robinson Buick GMC Exit 11 off of I-540 in Fort Smith. 2020 GMC Terrains, the lowest price ever, just $21,999. A great midsize with all the room for your family. And it's great on gas mileage, too. Perfect for the price, $21,999, the lowest price ever. Clay Henry continues.
Okay, so I'm playing in a media golf tournament, Barry Switzer's media golf tournament in Norman. And my partner in the same card is Stan Abel, who's the wrestling coach. Then he is the, you know, the Oklahoma University wrestling coach.
Wrestling.
Great guy.
Wrestling, not wrestling.
Yep. And we make the turn, and the guy in the pro, there's no cell phones. This is before cell phones. This is in the 80s. And he's like, Coach, you need to go down to the police station. They got two of your wrestlers. And it's like, turns out they were both Olympic medalists, and I can't remember their names, they're brothers. And so it's like they picked them up overnight, and they're in jail. Like what did the football program at Florida Atlantic? So I
still like to see a steel cage match between Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban, though.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Saban's too old for that kind of stuff. I mean, it's like it would have to be something that, you know, it's choreographed, and you know he's you know, Lane's going to have to, you know, roll when he touches him, you know, that kind of stuff.
You get him in a sleeper hold or something, Clay. It'd be over.
He needs to bring a 2x4 like Hacksaw.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you know, so you think Saban pulls something out of his trunk, some knuckles.
We couldn't go that far without some sort of wrestling moment there. We had to have something.
Totally. Try to bring it back.
Try to bring it back to the real conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
The meat and potatoes.
So what would happen is like Nick's wife is standing on the apron, and Lane comes by there, and then bam, she hits him with a baseball bat while he's not looking, and the referee is over there admonishing Nick, and it's like, oh, you knew it was going to happen. You know, Nick had a relationship with her daughter, and it's like, that's what mamas do, right?
Let's get to the Razorback update here on the Morning Rush.
Arkansas football. It's the players running through the A. Hog hats. It's more than 70,000 fans calling Woo Pig Suey.
It's a great day to be a Razorback.
Guys, I've got just one thing I want to say to you. Touchdown, Arkansas!
Arkansas wins the national championship! The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream
This is your Hog Update on the Morning Rush.
All right, it's time for your Hog Update, presented by Ozark Sportsman Supply.
Hey, Christmas is just around the corner, and all the best brands and all the things that are on your list this year you can find at the Ozarks. Brand names like Benelli, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Tika, Wilson Combat, Daniel Defense, and many more. Great clothing and footwear brands from Columbia, Carhartt, boutique brands, Blowfish, and many, many more. And if you want something personalized, name embroidered on there, your company logo on there, they've got a print and embroidery shop and house that can customize anything you want. Just ask about that when you get to the Ozarks. You will not find a better place to shop for anything and everything for your family and yourself. It's all at the Ozarks. Ozark Sportsman Supply and Ozark Outpost Casual Clothing and Footwear. Highway 412 West, barely out of Springdale. In Tawny Town. I bet they got wrestling tights, too.
Oh, my goodness. So here's your update for Razorbacks. There's no wrestling team yet. So there's your update on that, because we got to make sure it's all wrestling themed. But also in other news, too, the Razorback basketball team, of course, returns to action tonight against South Dakota. Going to be an interesting matchup, because Arkansas's three-point defense is one of the best in the country, and South Dakota has one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. So something's going to have to give there. And also in sadder news, I know, Clay, you were pretty bummed to see this. Razorback soccer falls in the NCAA tournament 3-2 to NC State with the season coming to an end. It was a great run, had some great moments, but unfortunately, Clay, the soccer team just couldn't pull it out in the end.
Soccer team went to Provo, came back, season's over. What they say, they got to sack up the soccer balls. Yeah, it's like it's...
Sack the bats in baseball. I don't know what you do in soccer.
Sack up the soccer balls, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would assume that's the case, yes. So it was it was unfortunate
to see. Put the cleats up.
Yeah, it was unfortunate to see there for the soccer
team. Yeah, he's hoping that they would make a run to the last, you know, the last stages. Maybe not win the national title, but you thought this team was good enough after winning the SEC regular season that they could be a team that maybe could get in the last four or eight teams in the country.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. They whipped North Carolina, but they couldn't beat North Carolina State. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a team that you'll play. Let's see, 8-10 conference games and only won four. I think they were 4-2-4. Mm. So I would have figured Arkansas had a shot at that game. Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Soccer, man. It's a cruel mistress. Obviously.
Soccer talk. Yeah.
A lot of soccer talk, wrestling.
Hey,
talk.
Guys, my daughter played college soccer. I watched a lot of soccer through the years.
Well, I'm glad, because I really haven't
Sarah
watched
Henry
much.
Sarah Henry could play some soccer. Yep.
Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Mike is in Waldron. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. I texted yesterday and this morning. I hadn't heard you guys talk yet, but has Dow Loggins been considered? Has that name been brought up? I know he's an offensive coordinator in the NFL, and just wondering if he's ever expressed any interest in coming back to Arkansas, or just what y'all's thoughts are on that thing.
First of all, he's highly interested in this opening. He is interested in coming back to Arkansas. That's his dream job, to be head coach at Arkansas. Unfortunately, he hasn't had a great run as offensive coordinator. I mean, the teams that he's been with have not been, you know, very successful. And I don't think it's anything to do with him. They've all had quarterback issues, but he's with the Jets right now. It's kind of hard to go from, you know, offensive coordinator with the Jets to head coach of an SEC team. Just, you know, the job before that was Miami. I get texts from him while I'm watching games, and he'll, you know, I'm talking about Arkansas games. You know, he'll see something, and I'll get a random text, so I can confirm that he is interested, and he follows the Razorbacks no matter where he's been. He's always been interested in maybe someday, you know, he gets on a run and there's an Arkansas, you know, opening, then he'd be the he might jump. Yep.
Yeah. That's a name. I think it's on the list, but it's probably down the list. But certainly one that, you know, maybe there will be a way for him to find his way back here someday. But people are interested.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle. And Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas.
If you want to get in on the conversation, call or text the Cherokee Casino Hotline at 877-377-6963, which apparently has been filled with nothing but wrestling talk here this morning, which is fine. That's totally fine. So we did have Wes text in. He said that he would rather listen to Christmas music and listen to more of the wrestling talk. Okay, well.
Hey, wasn't what we designed, wasn't on the rundown today.
I'd say, yeah, Blake, it was Blake in Hot Springs. Is he the one that called in?
I think so.
He's the one that called in and just triggered it. And it's amazing how that can go because
you know, people think that we plan this stuff. No one planned to talk about the Von Erichs today.
I did not.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
No. Or whatever. Was it Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Was it?
What is it? What's his name?
That's where Ronda Rousey took her name from.
Yeah, what's his name?
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper. All right, say that time.
But we could talk about, you know, KJ Jefferson at quarterback tomorrow, and, you know, we'll get a dozen or two texts about it and a few phone calls, and we'll have a nice conversation. Something like this comes up, and we've had hundreds of texts today.
Mm-hmm. And then even like people getting mad that, like, I didn't know who the Von Erich brothers were.
Yeah,
like,
that's a shame. That's really criminal. Honestly.
I guess I'm going to have to do some YouTubing when I get done here with the show and check it out and see what I've been missing here. But
Carrie was the best of the bunch.
Yeah. But again, like, Tommy, and I'm not, like, it's crazy because I went on, yesterday, I went on Matt Moscona's show down there in Baton Rouge in New Orleans, and he was just asking me.
Big time.
Let me tell you. Mm. But yesterday when I went on there, he asked me just what was the vibe like right now for this game. For Arkansas, like from the Arkansas perspective. And I was sitting there and I said, I don't really know if there is a vibe because we have not gotten any calls, any text messages, any tweets, anything about the game itself because that's not what people want to talk about. They want to talk about the coaching search.
We discussed this before the show today. All right. If you talk about the game, what's the interesting, compelling conversation? Where's the back and forth that the three of us can have? Everyone has the same opinion. Well, Arkansas is going to lose, and it's probably not going to be a close game. So, Clay, it's hard to sit here and, you know, have compelling, entertaining, interesting conversation about this game when the coaching search is looming out here. You got storylines that I just think the fans and the listeners are more interested in.
Yeah,
they're more
interested. Two. Yeah. There's two. There's one. What's the development of KJ Jefferson? We haven't seen much of him, and and can they give him enough time to where all they do is just run, you know, and protect him by not, doing any drop back passing. But I think that you want to see that he can throw a little bit because if not, that helps LSU with how they play their defense. And then the other one is just how the management of the game goes with Barry Lunney. And I've been impressed, and not surprised, but impressed, but the smoothness in the way that he's handled all of the media opportunities. And that's really all that you can go by because we haven't been able to interview the players. And if I was Barry Lunney, I wouldn't put the players out there in this situation either. Those are the two storylines that I'll be looking. And there's little subplots that you've got a bunch of Louisiana guys that are going back, and they'll be excited to play. You know, Dijon Harris, it's his last time to go back. He's a New Orleans area guy. There's some of that. And you just want to see how they play for Barry, right?
I mean, what's the response? I guess what everyone is also looking for is confirmation, affirmation that Chad Morris was really the guy screwing this whole thing up. Take him out of the equation, and the team plays better. That's what people, I think, want to see. I mean, no one's talking about that, but that's what really, what do you want to see? Well, is that dadgum Chad Morris, you know, get him out of here. Look at they didn't win, but look how much better they played. That's the conversation I think everybody's wanting to have.
Yeah, and it's still his staff. They're still going to run his stuff. There's not any amount of time that they've had that's going to allow them to change. The game plans were done. You do a lot of the game plan in the summer, and you tune it up like 3 weeks out because you've got fresh film. Well, I don't know what you do with fresh film from LSU because it's better than anything that they've ever seen.
I think that's what fans want to be able to say.
Yeah. And then there was from the LSU perspective, after Alabama lost their quarterback with a 38-7 lead, this is something that affects your thinking in, picking Arkansas and taking the points is that Joe Burr's not going to play much, guys. I mean, if they get a lead, I mean, he's got the Heisman Trophy. He doesn't need 70 points to win the Heisman Trophy. I mean, I don't think beating Arkansas by 50 helps him in the Heisman any more than beating them by 35. And so, I mean, he's got my vote. You know, I'm not sure there's another guy that's even in the ballpark. You know, I like to consider a defensive player, Chase Young at Ohio State, being suspended for two games. To me, that takes him out of the Heisman. And maybe he wasn't anyway, but he's the most dynamic defensive player I've seen in a while.
Well, and especially when it comes to the attitude and just how these players may play and play a little harder, or at least put out a little more effort against for Barry Lunny. I think that if Razorback fans see that, even if they get blown out, even if they lose by four or five touchdowns, it's at least going to be as satisfying of an ending to the season. Who knows? Maybe they could even beat Missouri, but we'll see more about that game next week. But they would just be a nice way to just, even though this season has been awful, the past couple of years have been awful, even though you're going to be looking for a new head coach, you at least give some sort of like nice, as nice of an ending as you possibly can have, given the circumstances of how bad this season has been.
What's really crazy is you look back to last year, it was a one-score game. I mean, LSU was running clock at the end to try to end the game because Arkansas had come back. And, you know, it's like if you're Coach O, you're probably, you know, showing them that film is like, this is what they did to us last year. They made it close. So, but I can't believe that LSU, other than, hey, we're playing at home and it's Death Valley and we love to play here and all that kind of rah-rah stuff, that they will have any extra juice for Arkansas. I mean, there shouldn't be, right?
Shouldn't be.
Yep. Try as you may make this a rivalry game, I think there is some of that for Arkansas, you know, some venom for LSU. I don't think there's a whole lot from LSU. I think, you know,
Arkansas's got to win more games. They've lost too many in a row.
There's Alabama. Yeah, I mean, Arkansas has won 22 games.
No, I mean, but
against
recently,
them. You know. Yeah, but, well, it just depends on what you say recent. Now, no. Tommy, you're a lot younger than me, so recent, you know. You know,
I'm just saying,
years is recent for me.
Right. I mean, but Arkansas, I mean, I know they won a couple of years ago under Bielema, but they haven't consistently been winners in this series. And you go back 15 years ago, and Clay, it seemed like when this game was the last game of the season, something was on the line concerning the Western Division in this
much
game.
Different.
It was a much different game because LSU had to win the game to get a share of the West, or LSU had to win the game to keep the West outright, or Arkansas could win the game.
Change the bowl. Yeah.
Something was always on the line in that game. There was a consequence to winning and a penalty for losing.
Well, gosh, Tommy,
and there hasn't
they
been
got
much.
The boot.
Okay. Other than the golden boot, there hasn't been much consequence to the game as of late.
Yeah. I'm making a mockery of the, you know, of the trophies. I am. That's so, the battle for the line, whatever that one was, there he is. Yeah, the Missouri one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Another Jeff Longism here. Hey,
it's not really a Jeff Long. It's more of a David Basil.
No. I'm talking about the battle line rivalry.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. Missouri. Well, both of them were. Yeah. I mean, it's like it was. You know that the Missouri one is much more contrived than the LSU.
Well, when you have it sponsored, it's pretty much
I'm out.
The wayside.
I'm out. So what I don't get and what does not seem right to me is they say Missouri leads the series and they say 4-1. No, they've played a lot more games than that. That Missouri leads the series, but it's like 6-4. You know, say what the series really is, not just what it's been since we've decided to have it, have a trophy.
Sponsored by.
Yeah, I got tickled. Dudley one time sent a story, and he changed the sponsor to his insurance company.
How'd that go over?
Well, I mean, I've changed it. It didn't run that way.
Oh,
yeah.
Should have.
No guts.
Yeah. He's like, well, that was the one. He says, that's the better insurance company. I was like, well, okay, I get that.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have been very happy about that in Columbia, Missouri. So
that's where the insurance company is.
Yeah, that's where, if you don't know, yeah, Shelter Insurance's home base is Columbia, Missouri. Hey, we're brought to you by the Kevin Hickey Law Partners. If you're going through a divorce, child custody issue, dealing with DHS, or maybe you have a criminal matter you need help with, you need aggressive, experienced attorneys fighting for you from your corner.
The team at Kevin Hickey is a law firm that will represent you through the whole process. They've dealt with it all, seen it all, whether it's angry spouses bringing false accusations, ugly custody battles, DHS not giving you the whole story. No matter what you're experiencing, Kevin Hickey and his team can guide you through it. Call the legal professionals at Kevin Hickey Law Firm, 479-434-2414 in the River Valley. That's 434-2414. Or in Northwest Arkansas, 479-802-6560. That's 802-6560. Find all those numbers and more details about Kevin and his team at kevinhickeylaw.com. That's the Kevin Hickey Law Partners, online at kevinhickeylaw.com.
Y'all, hold on to your butts. Let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Miss Lisa has a question for Clay Henry. Good morning, Miss Lisa.
Well, first I have a comment, then I've got a question, and I am going to hang up and listen. And Clay, don't chase rabbits. Come out and answer it. We're hearing in Northeast Arkansas this morning that Mike Norvell is no longer a candidate for the Arkansas job. It's in the paper, and that's what Memphis is reporting. His interest lies with Florida State. Now, that's what's being reported here. I want you to answer in a minute if you've heard that. Now,
yeah, we talked about that several weeks ago. You haven't been listening.
Well, I missed it, so you'll have to talk about it again.
Well, okay, I don't think that's where his interest lies.
Wait just a minute. The question I want to ask you.
Oh, there went a rabbit. No, there's two rabbits. Wait a minute. I got to go. Two rabbits.
Clay, this is important. My life's on the line with this coach.
These are big rabbits.
Yeah, they really are.
No, I'm talking about the ones in my yard.
Oh, my God almighty.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, Clay. What are the odds, you think, that Gus Malzahn might get the Arkansas job?
I don't think they're going to. And I'm going to hang up and odds, listen. I think Auburn's going to beat Alabama, and he ain't going anywhere.
Okay, say if he loses to Alabama.
Well, I don't think he's going to.
Well, I know, but let's you know.
Oh, they're with the rabbits.
What if he does lose to Alabama, and they say, you know, this just isn't working here. He was supposed to have a championship team this year, and he finished 8-4. And really, he should be 7-5. He should have lost to Oregon. But do you think he's in the loop on coaches? Do you think they're interested?
Not at Arkansas. Nope, I don't think he's in the loop.
Well, who's in the loop? The top three. I want to know.
You said you had two questions, and now you've got three.
I changed my mind. Who's the top three, you think, in line to get the job?
I don't know. Hunter Yurcich is the only one that really knows. I mean, Kiffin, I think, is one of them.
I won't buy season tickets if they hire him.
Well, you
don't
asked
want
me.
Him.
I didn't pick him.
Okay, go ahead. Who's two?
Not sure.
Well, I hope the number two guy gets it Lane Kiffin.
Well, who's your number two?
My number two, it was Mike Norvell, and I changed it to Matt Campbell from Iowa State.
Matt Campbell would be excellent. I don't think he's leaving Iowa State.
Well, I mean, do you know that?
I mean, he signed a new contract.
Well, I mean, I'd rather be at Arkansas. I mean, Iowa State is just, when you think of the Big 12, do you really – I mean, I know they're in the – Big 12, but do you just stop and say, oh, Iowa State's in the Big 12? No, you don't.
Okay.
But anyway, my number one pick is Gus Malzahn. My number two is Matt Campbell. And I thought Mike Norvell, but, you know, with him being from Alma or wherever he's from over here, but evidently he's wanting the Florida State job. So
Norvell is not from Alba. He's from Dallas. He played at UCA.
Okay, well, they said they're over here. Everybody thinks he's from Alma.
Drinkwitz.
No, that's Drinkwitz. Yeah, he's from Alma.
Well, what about him?
App State coach.
What about him?
He's been a head coach 1 year.
I know. I'm leery. I know. But I'd rather have him as Lane Kiffin. I don't want Lane Kiffin. And if they hire him, oh, my gosh. Anyway, I'm going to get off here. But so you say Gus Malzahn is completely off the plate.
I wouldn't say completely, but that seems to me to be not where they're going. He does not seem to be interested. So I think he's Auburn, and I don't know that they're going to fire him. I mean, that is so much money. It's just hard to concept how they could do that. And I also think that they're going to play well and they're going to beat Alabama next week.
Well, we'll see. I'll bet you a Coke. All righty, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lisa, for calling in, as always.
You know, there were rabbits, and they're gone now.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is she wanted options. She wanted the choices. And I guess that she wants Malzahn.
She does not want Clay. Doesn't want Lane Kiffin.
So. No. She sounds like she wants Malzahn. But I'm with you, Clay. I see no way Malzahn ever comes back and takes the Arkansas job.
Yeah, and I don't see Matt Campbell leaving Iowa State.
See, I don't either. I've been trying to say, keep telling people when they ask me, who do you want or who do you think? I still think Mike Leach is still in play. I'm not saying he'll for sure come, but I feel like that's a name that's at least still in play. And I know that Lane Kiffin, I think he's still in play too. No, there's a lot of people that don't want that, but I think he's still in play. And still the interesting one to me, and I will be interested in this until I'm told no.
I think Leach is still in play too.
Yeah. And the whole Sam Pittman angle still very much interests me, Clay. And maybe I'm wrong in that. I'm not saying he'd be a fantastic hire. He'd do a good job. I don't know if he would. He may do a good job. But it's still very fascinating when we talk about
There's a chance that he could be perfect.
Yeah.
And just what the doctor ordered. Somebody can toughen up the team, get the offensive line right, understands line of scrimmage in the SEC, is well-liked in the coaching fraternity, be able to hire coaches. You just don't know how he would do. Never been a coordinator, never been a head coach. So that's a lot of risk, but aren't you in a position at Arkansas where everything's a risk in some way? I mean, you're not getting Bob Stoops. You're not getting Urban Meyer. So, I mean, it's like you're not getting Matt Campbell. So the ones that, everybody says, I want Matt Rhule. Well, I mean, you're not going to get him. He's not leaving Baylor. So, then people throw out, NFL guys. Well, I don't think you're getting those guys either. So, the one of the liabilities for Arkansas is their roster. And, the thought is with this roster, playing in the SEC West, it's a multiple-year deal, and the top coaches are saying, it's going to be a long time, and they're probably not real patient. So, it's tough in that, but that's where they're at. I'm not saying it can't be done, but you're right. The Sam Pittman angle is intriguing.
Yeah, because we talked about this, I believe it was either yesterday or the day before, that if it's about the assistant coaches that they can hire, because I think they have options for head coaches. And it's one thing just to say, hire this head coach and it's all great. But it's about the assistants you hire, because I feel like one of the downfalls to Chad Morris was not having enough coaches on staff. I mean, he had great recruiting. There's no doubt about it. But not having enough coaches on staff that could develop and help game plan and maintain, and it ended up costing him. Yeah. So I think that's one of the most important things you can have.
I wrote this, and it's not just the head, the assistant coaches. It's the whole ball of wax. I mean, it's the recruiting operation. It's the operations. Everything that you do to put in place. It's a 40 to 50 man team, mm-hmm. and the head coach. It's the strength guy. It's every bit of it, and. We don't know what Trumaine Carroll was. I mean, nobody got to watch any of those workouts. I mean, we saw a team play that didn't look very strong, right?
That's right.
We don't know. But, I mean, maybe that's what he had to work with. So, and that all of those things are part of what you have to wonder, can Sam Pittman do all that? And then the other aspect is he is then going to have to, and this is the head coach job in any SEC school, he has a massive media operation to run. you know, where he's asked to do things. You know, we saw Sam Pittman where he came to the interview room once a month. Mm-hmm. Guys, once a month. So it's four times a week is the head coach. So can he do the things that he wants to do in recruiting when all at once he has that operation on his plate? Razorback clubs, he didn't do any of that kind of stuff. He's never done it. So that's what you ask. And you know, the job is so much more, you know, elaborate or than people understand. It might have been too much for Chad Morris. He didn't have to do any of that stuff when he was at SMU. He didn't have Razorback. I mean, they've got one booster club with SMU, and it's, you know, it's in the stadium. They bring them right there in the stadium. So he has to walk 50 yards to do that. They don't travel the state, you know, in private planes to do booster clubs. Mm-hmm. So that's why you don't know what you got until you got it.
That's right. That's right. And from what I remember, too, in the press conferences, when we actually did get to talk with Sam Pittman, he always had to sit down and he always had to take off his shoes. So I don't know if you would be able to do that in his weekly press conferences.
Well, he is from Oklahoma.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, he liked to be comfortable, which we all do. So I didn't blame him for it at all.
I think that's a big part of the intrigue with him. You know, his family roots are in northeast Oklahoma. You know, he talked about putting together a staff. Clay, I know we got to run here. Would Jim Chaney be his OC? Because I know they have a tight relationship.
Yeah,
I think you got Chaney coming back if he's your head coach. And I think that's appealing to some, and some people are going, ugh, you know. But Jim Chaney's had, you know, a long history in the Southeastern Conference. So
I do too. I think that if he ended up being the hire, it wouldn't excite people a whole lot, but the rest of the staff, though?
The mental image of Sam spreading out in one of those little bitty chairs with his feet out, and it's like, boys, just give me a second right here.
Yep.
And he goes, okay, I'm ready now.
Yep. That'd be the best way to start a press conference every Monday at noon if he ended up being the coach.
Well, it would be different because he's not coming off the practice field. True. He was exhausted. He's a big man and a big personality.
Yeah, and it would be interesting to see if he ended up getting the job.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at hitthatline.com.